Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, we're recording. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I think this will be the best one ever.
I hope so.
Yeah.
This is the Alstorp Podcast.
Everybody's talking about my tight pants. Got my tight pants. Got my tight pants on.
Online at alstorp.co.uk. You're listening to Alstorp FM.
All right. Alstorp Podcast listeners.
Whoa, slow down there, compadre. What? Do you want to explain the tight pants?
I don't. The Tight Pants music,
yes,
is from YouTube.
Yes. I mentioned last week that it was stuck in my head. So what you've done is you've just played it to me every single day for the last week.
Yeah, because it's classic, and everybody should put the tight pants on and do some dancing. This is Alstorp Podcast number 6, James.
Six again. How have we got this far?
Don't know. I am Neil. This is James.
Hello.
Yes, see, we did that like seasoned professionals on Hallam FM there. I'm exhausted now because I've been tight pants dancing.
Who else is on Hallam FM, Neil?
I don't know anymore. I don't listen to it. But when it used to be Radio Hallam, I'll tell you one person I used to listen to all the time, right, is...
Keith Skews,
which is just deafened us in our headphones here at our
store. I still have no idea who that is.
He's Keith Skews.
Yeah, obviously.
He's an old presenter on Hallam FM. We did this last week.
I know.
I'm not going to go through it every week. Every time you hear Keith Skews mentioned, which is... just like walking down the street.
And how often does that happen?
I'll be honest, I put the heating on in this kitchen, right, which is the posh Alstorp HQ. I'm boiling now. It's hot.
We do also mention the temperature of the kitchen every week.
No, we don't. Oh, yeah, we do. this is the first time it's been really hot, and I'm stood right next to the radiator, which is, like, not good because it's going to melt my tight pants.
Good.
And then I'll end up like...
Keith Skews!
Like Keith Skews and his melted hot pants, because that's what he used to wear on the radio.
Does Keith Skew?
It's what we used to wear, James, Hallam FM presenters. Back in the day, Radio Hallam at Hart's Head. That's where it was based. Do you remember?
Yes, it was. Yeah,
near the Sheffield Star. It's not there anymore. It's what do you call that?
Just
pub?
Off Eries Road.
No, before that, Cavell's.
Oh, before, yeah, yeah.
Upstairs from Cavell's. That's where it used to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, welcome along. This is podcast number 6. I've said that already, and we are doing amazing on the iTunes charts. James, what is going on?
We are doing amazing on the iTunes charts, but what we need is for people to post ratings and reviews on the iTunes store for us.
Yeah, man, 5-star ratings, because we put a lot of effort into this. A lot of preparation goes into this. At least 12 seconds, maybe.
I'd say that's pushing it.
I need a cup of coffee. I'm gonna put the kettle on in a minute. So yeah. If anybody complains about this podcast having the sound of a kettle chugging away in the background, because they chug before they steam...
Kettles chug.
They do. They chug before the steam.
I was looking on iTunes, and any other football podcasts out there, like the Arsenal podcast, has got like nearly 700 ratings and reviews.
You are obsessed with ratings and reviews.
I am.
Obsessed. How many have we got?
We got 27.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's all right for a new podcast.
It's a good start. For some reason, we've ended up at number 4 in the comedy podcast charts. How the hell has that happened?
It's all Keith Skews.
Yeah, since we introduced Keith Skews, we have rocketed up the charts there. So yeah, we're doing really, really well. Thank you to all our listeners out there, both of you, and keep like faking them reviews and stuff. Give us 5-star reviews and rating. It only takes a second. Nip onto iTunes, click 5 stars, job done.
Yeah, tell us how great we are in the comments.
We're in the charts at something like number 7 in the hobbies and games.
We're in games and hobbies. We're number 1 on new and notable in there.
You see, I've got a bit of an issue with that because I don't like the word hobbies.
No, it's
not cool. It's not. What was that?
Oh, that's just deafened me.
I cannot believe it.
You've left your email open, haven't you?
I haven't. Do you know what's even worse? It's popped up on my screen, you know, a little preview.
Yeah.
And I'm dying to read it. I'm dying to read it. Sorry about that, listeners.
The second episode we did where you were just sat reading Facebook and suddenly realised?
Yeah, but I do get obsessed with computing, as you know, but it's not a hobby, James.
Yeah, speaking of getting obsessed with computing, Neil, what did you do to the site over the weekend?
So I was talk on Friday, I think it was. Was it Friday?
Yeah, I think it was.
On Friday, I thought, you know what, let's update the site a little bit, so I'll do some fancy upgrades and stuff. So without getting too technical, I installed lots of technical things on the website and broke it. Like, proper broke it as well. At one point, I was nearly in tears thinking, I think I've just permanently broken House Talk.
Which is a regular thing for you.
It happens every time we upgrade the site, yeah. It's like, I shouldn't really touch it, but I do. So I did this bit of an update, and it all went horribly wrong, like really bad. I had to speak to some server development guys in America, and they were like, can't really help you. I'm like, oh my God, this is shocking. I don't even know what I did.
I don't know what you did. I couldn't even log in on mobile or anything. It was all screwed.
Yeah, it stopped everybody logging in, but it's all fixed now, people. So you can
except for the banner, which now has white bit.
It's too torn, but it's worked out quite nicely.
It's horrible.
Design. It's horrible. Yeah, I'll get rid of that. You can log back in, people. Just www. Which everyone always seems to do when they're talking about a website, don't they? No need to. It's at owlstalk.co.uk. And we are the biggest, busiest, and best, apparently. That was like that was a tagline I used like a couple of years ago for Owl's Talk. You know what they say about saying things and it happens?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't in this case, didn't it? No, it did. We are quite busy. We're very busy at the moment. So, so shall we play a jingle? Because I've got a special jingle for you.
Oh, go on.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You liked the tight pants one just then, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a question for you.
Hmm.
Listen.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm goddamn serious.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman?
I love that film.
Are you serious? So yeah, Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman. Do you remember that?
That was still is one of my all-time favourite films.
Yeah? What is it?
See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
That's it, yeah. It's funny, isn't it? It's a good film, that. I like that. Just that. I remember what you used to, back in the day, used to watch the film and just rewind that bit over and over again. Just for some reason, Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman just was like the funniest line ever.
It still is.
Well, yeah, it is, but like when you say it out loud like this, it doesn't seem so, and then you end up saying something like, well, you just had to be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you just had to be there, Neil.
Yeah, mad.
Owlstalk.co.uk. Proof that giving the general public a voice is a really bad idea.
So, James, what's been happening on Owl's Talk this week since we last spoke this week?
One of my favourite threads.
This week.
You just can't carry on saying this week, last week.
Have you seen that trailer to that film, Zootropolis, where there's...
No.
Don't matter then. Don't matter.
You had to be there, Neil.
Oh, yeah. Tosser.
One of my favourite threads is Furious George is back.
Yes. Welcome back, Furious George. Furious George is... A user stroke member. He's not. You can't call him a user. It makes him sound like a druggie.
You can't call him a member. It makes him sound like a penis.
Oh yeah, so we just called him a druggie penis. Sorry about that, Furious George. You will be furious now, won't you, old George?
Which actually ties into the thread that I was thinking about as well.
Really?
Because have you seen the powdering thread that's in the dressing room?
No, that sounds wrong to start with. To be fair,
yeah, I'm not even sure where the title's come from. But Furious George has come in, and Taz is obviously everybody's favourite poster.
Yeah.
He's got a picture of Taz.
Just seeing it now.
And then made Taz's face up in a potato.
That is quality. That is absolute quality. I hope that's not real drugs that he's took a photo of there.
With drugs paraphernalia.
We do not condone drug taking.
Absolutely not.
No.
But it's also amused me because what Furious George has done there is he's put his credit card details out for everybody to see.
I got with it. Let's just, I'm just going to I might just post that on Facebook and everything. No, I better not. Yeah, what's he doing? What's he playing at? So shall we order some stuff from the House Megastore?
Yeah.
Shall we? And then post it to Taz. That'll be good.
But the whole thread, and it's well worth going into the dressing room to see before the thread disappears, because it's already been deleted once.
Right, okay.
But yeah, it's a story of Taz's evening, which starts off with the drug sing, then some drink, this potato Taz.
Yeah.
Then potato Taz pulls a sweet potato.
Yeah.
Which turns out to be a man sweet potato. And then they have smiley face children.
Oh dear, it's good to see Furious George back. He is probably one of the funniest people that's ever been on the website.
Yeah, I love his drawings and stuff that he does in paint.
Big time, yeah. So he's been a member since 2004 on the site, which is way back in it. I think that's like the second time that we launched House. We had launched it in 2002 and then it all broke.
Yeah.
And then we launched it again in 2004 and he joined pretty much straight away. So he's like a long-standing member. Look, we're going to get out.
He's a very erect member.
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
Okay, so yeah. So yeah, welcome back, Furious George, and it's good to see you taking the rip out of Taz.
Why did he go?
For some reason, when you said that, right, my head started swimming back to the 1990s house music with it, like a song.
Where do you go?
Where do you go? What was it now? Where do you go?
I wanna know.
Where do you go? It's not that one. There's definitely a song from the 90s, I think, that's like, it might have been Hadaway, What Is Love.
Was it No Mercy who did Where Did You Go?
I don't know.
Or Where Do You Go, or whatever it was called.
Can't remember. I remember Where Did You Go To My Lovely. Have you ever heard that one?
That was a No Mercy one, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to look on YouTube now while you're chit-chatting.
Do it. Well, we've asked for questions as well again. Well, actually, this week I didn't ask for questions. I posted, if you were making a podcast this week, what relevant stuff would you talk about? And people just asked us questions still.
Unbelievable. They are not getting the idea of this podcast questions, are
they? At least read the thread before you post.
So, essentially, they're just ignoring everything that you say and just coming up with stupid questions again and again.
I think that some of them have been sat thinking of questions all week.
Which is probably a week longer than we have preparing this podcast. So, to be fair, they're probably the most valuable member of the team in terms of effort and time.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah. So, just a quick one anyway, because this is really annoying me. We're doing these podcasts in the kitchen.
As you've said several times, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's just bugging me. We need a studio or something, because it echoes in here a little bit, and I don't like it. And I can't sit down, apparently, because I'm not allowed to sit down because of you.
God, that's because you've got a squeaky chair, Neil.
I think, let me sit on it. I'm going to sit on it now and see if you can hear it. Right, can you hear it? No?
You're not sat on it yet.
All right, well, hang on. I'm sat.
Yes, I can hear it. You're squeaky.
I'm sat. No, I'm not. I'm not. All right. There's a bit of a squeak. Carry on, anyway. Carry on.
Carry on.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it's easy to carry on with that going on.
Sorry about that.
You actually enjoyed that far too much.
it's definitely a squeaky stool. Have you ever had a squeaky stool, James?
Only when I've had the wrong curry.
Yeah. Have you really?
A squeaky stool?
Yeah.
No.
I bet someone in the world at some point, right, stay with me, because this is genius. It's not really. I reckon someone in the world at some point has sat down for a poo, and as it's come out, there's been a squeak. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Almost like a fragile thing pleading not to die. Do you know what I mean? Like that. Do you know what I mean?
Your face doing that noise is just scary.
Oh, dear. I'm a method actor. Oh no, I'm not. Not in that. Not in that instance. Oh dear. Oh yeah. This heat's gone to my head. I don't know if you can cover for 30 seconds, but I want to leg it down my corridor, turn right. the heating off, open a window, which I'll do. Oh, shit. Everything's broken. Oh, that's not good. That is not good. We can't open a window anyway because we'll end up hearing the neighbours. Sorry about this, listeners. We are just useless. This is the worst. I thought this would be the best one.
I am boiling.
It's just too hot.
If we pass out halfway through this podcast, someone send help.
One thing you should never do, by the way, is tell everybody how hot or cold you are, because nobody cares except you. Do you know what I mean? So it's like...
Yeah.
So we'll not mention that again, but...
It's one of those things where you just had to be there, Neil.
It's coming back to bite me on the arse like that squeaky poo. So anyway, right, where were we? You know what we're talking about?
I think we got to questions and then went on to squeaky poos.
Right, okay, so I can't remember what got us onto that. Can you?
No.
Literally no idea. One sec. Owlstalk.co.uk. Turning hope and happiness into complete despair. It is hotter than the sun. It's hotter than the sun in here. It is hotter than the sun.
You should never talk about how hot or cold you are, Neil. Oh, nobody cares.
I'm looking at going on holiday soon, and if I can find a place that's as warm as this, I'll be well happy. Absolutely. Unbelievable. Okay, so tell us what's going on the owlstalk.co.uk currently.
Well, Neil, is the Earth flat?
Why do you ask?
Because there's a thread in the dressing room section which has now got over 1,200 replies discussing that very subject.
I don't get why or how, because it's...
Because there's a conspiracy theory that's going round.
Yeah.
And Beholder started posting about it.
Right, okay.
And then whatever evidence you put in front of him...
Yeah.
...that the Earth isn't flat and it is indeed round...
Yeah.
...it just ignores.
It can't be flat... Because the water would drop off.
Oh no, apparently there's a big ice wall that goes all around this disc.
Right. Oh, is it a circle?
Yeah, it's like a disc. We're on a disc. And
like a round table.
Yeah.
It's got an ice wall around the edge.
There's actually a flat earthers society that is linked to. No, this is a big thing. And it's actually got me angry.
Why? Can you see underneath? What's underneath then?
Who knows? But apparently there's an ice wall that goes all the way around.
Yeah. Where is this thread?
It's in the dressing room. It's about 5 or 6 down or 10 down or something.
So we're in the dressing room section. So for that you have to be logged in and a member of Owl's Talk, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. And I just don't, for me, I don't see how that conversation can go very far because...
Well, that's it. That's my right. That's my point, right?
I get you, yeah.
It should be, the thread title actually is the Earth flat?
Yeah.
The first reply should have been no, and then the thread should have just ended.
That is mental. Literally
and
mental.
Now even Taz has taken up the baton.
What's he saying?
He's now carrying on with... I think he's just doing it to wind people up, but he's carrying on with the old flat earther theories, and he's also going on about the moon landings and stuff like that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Conspiracy theories are interesting sometimes and sometimes not.
Yes.
You know?
This is brilliant. It's like the Beholder comes up with like a reason why or some evidence that the Earth is indeed flat.
Yeah.
So stuff like, why is there no flights between southern hemisphere cities? Then the next post is somebody pointing out loads of flights between some southern hemispheres. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, but what about this? And goes on to something else.
It's just weird. Speaking of conspiracy theories, right?
Yeah.
What's your theory on the season where Sheffield Wednesday was supposed to be signing Patrick Kluivert and Paul Gascoigne?
My theory is that it was just bull.
Yeah. It was
designed to sell season tickets.
Yeah. Same time every year, innit? And
yeah.
It was almost like the same people fell for it every year. I didn't fall for it, did you?
No, not that time.
I did a little bit. No, I didn't. I didn't. I know people that did. The Patrick Kluivert was the biggest one, wasn't it, I think.
Yeah, that's the big name that everyone thinks about.
Yeah. I can't remember any of the others, because my memory is the typical useless piece of rubbish. But there were quite a few signings.
What was the
that were rumoured?
What was the fax one? Was that Steve Howard?
Yes, I think it was Steve Howard one. Yeah. We'll gloss over that one for legal reasons, but...
why can't you tell the story of that one?
Well, it was just a massive hoax, wasn't it? So somebody...
Someone
faxed a bid in to Luton Town.
I think it was, yeah.
For Steve Howard. And I think they got it accepted. The reply definitely went to the club, and then it all went a bit wrong. Well, by wrong, I mean it all went a bit...
Yeah, but didn't somebody also notify the press of this fax offer going in, this fax bid?
Yeah, it was quite a big story at the time, and it looked like Steve Howard was going to be on his way to Hillsborough for a fitness test. And, yeah, it was just a big, massive hoax, and one of those things is best left unsaid, I think, James.
Owlstalk.co.uk, where eyeballs smell of chicken.
We're talking of hoaxes.
Yep.
What about the old Terry Henfleet?
Terry Henfleet. Okay, right. So, can you remember the origins of this one?
It was Paul Thompson at the Star, who was looking. It was close season again. We were signing players.
Yeah,
and I would say that some journalists can be quite lazy sometimes.
Yeah,
in sourcing a story. So what Paul did was he went onto Owlstalk and read a thread where somebody had made up a player from Stoke.
Yes.
Called Terry Henfleet, a winger.
Terry Henfleet, he was a winger.
It was rumoured that we were going to sign. Because at that time, Owlstalk had quite a good track record with rumours and stuff.
Well, we tended to post some breaking news way before, well, lots of the times before the club did, before they got their act together. And yeah, we did. We brought quite a few news stories. And the Terry Henfleet one was particularly believable, I think.
Yeah, it was. There was like a whole backstory. I can't remember where the exact origins of it, but there's a backstory to this player.
Yeah, and the whole player history was created.
Yeah, and then Tomo read it and then wrote about it in the Star. And then it came out that it was a fake player.
Oh, dear. it wasn't just Tomo, though. It went into some Nationals as
well. Yeah, it went into like the Mirror and the Sun, didn't it?
Yeah, Terry Henfleet, this really exciting, pacey winger from Stoke, weren't he?
Yeah.
And he had a family. He moved around clubs, so he had all his previous clubs. A little bit about his what do you call it on Championship Manager attributes.
Yes.
So like his speed and his pace and stuff like that, and some stats as well. So,
and if I remember rightly, somebody came on posing as a Stoke fan to say that they were gutted that he was leaving.
It
made it all the more believable.
It was properly believable. It was good fun. It was good fun. And someone even had the Henfleet on the back of the shirt.
Yes.
paraded that around for a season.
I was told that old Tomo, at the next press conference, the next like pre-match presser,
yeah,
he got some right stick.
I bet. Bless him. But is he still doing his stuff? Is he?
No, he's retired now.
Bless him.
He got called off with the latest redundancies at the Star.
Sad times. He was all right, Tomo. He was okay.
It was sound.
I remember, I think it was Jay Owl.
Yes, it was.
Standing member. He got interviewed by the press, didn't he, about... I think he went to Apple.
It was the iPad launch.
Yeah, to get the first ever iPad, and he was stood outside, and he got interviewed and gave his name as Terry Henfleet as well, didn't he?
it's carried on.
Yeah.
It still goes on.
Keep it going, people. Keep it going. Whenever you're asked your name, when you're doing like a press interview or you go on calendar to talk about supermarkets and stuff, give your name as Terry Henfleet always.
Yeah.
Always, let's keep the man alive.
Owlstalk.co.uk, home of the cretins.
Look what I found.
Oh, God, not. No, no, put it down.
Sounded like Christmas then. It weren't my Christmas stick. That's a totally different thing.
It's Leap Year Day, not Christmas Day.
It is. We're recording this on Leap Year Day, which is the 29th of February?
Yeah. And then that reminds me, actually, so I saw Nigel post about it earlier, that 8 years ago today, Owlstalk has raised over £10,000 for charity.
When was that, 8 years ago?
Yeah, 8 years ago. It was because of the extra day.
Yeah.
Nigel started a thread, the Owlstalkathon.
Yeah.
And there were lots of different things happening. I think people had bets about stuff and eventually raised over 10 grand in a day. or over a weekend or something.
That sounds like illegal bookmaking. What are you on about? I've had bets. What are you talking about?
Well, there was obviously all the people going on Owlstalk and just donating and stuff, but I think it led to the discussion of people thinking, like, going on about what the result of the next game is going to be and stuff, and then having bets with the winner of the bet to giving their proceeds to charity.
All right, okay. Okay. We raised £10,000 on the site, though.
Yeah.
We need to do that again. Nigel's the best at stuff like that. He's so good. His username is Grandad, which I gave him a few years ago. Named him Grandad. Just changed his username without him knowing. Just changed his username to Grandad.
Is that how it came about? I didn't know that.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I was just winding him up, and he liked it. He said, oh, we'll keep that. It's like, wicked. It's good. He is a bit old, though. He's a bit old.
Well, yeah. And orange.
I'll tell you someone he'll remember. Shall I? Keith Skews! Keith Skews. I bet he remembers Keith Skews. Grandad, do you remember Keith Skews? Let us know. Ring in on the hotline or speak to Richard and Judy. Okay, so what else has been happening?
Well, Neil, we need to talk about...
Kevin.
The thing that everybody's been talking about, which isn't your tight pants.
My tight pants on?
It's Fernando Forestieri and the red card.
Can you say that again, his name?
Fernando Forestieri.
Say it again.
Why?
Say it again.
Fernando Forestieri.
Say it again.
What?
Say it again. Go on.
Fernando Forestieri.
Say it again.
What are you
just,
doing?
Just say it again.
Fernando Forestieri.
Okay, say it faster.
Fernando Forestieri.
Again.
Fernando Forestieri.
Backwards. I thought it were a tongue twister, but it weren't.
No, it's not.
That was such a waste of time. So what were we on about?
Yeah, about his red card.
Yes.
And the reaction to it on Owlstalk.
When I saw this live, right, I thought that the geezer that piled into him...
Dawson, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that Dawson was ready to walk down the tunnel. I thought, that's it, he's gone. That's a red card. And what was in my mind was he the last man back and stuff like that? And
yeah.
Can we get a penalty? Can we get a man sent off and stuff like that? Not can we get a man, that sounds terrible, but do you know what I mean? Will he get sent off?
But watching it live, that was exactly the reaction. And
of everybody?
Yeah.
Everyone absolutely. Except the referee.
Including Dawson himself, who started walking with his hand in the air.
Yeah, put his hand up. It's like, oh, bugger, I've got to go.
And then, obviously, Forestieri got the yellow card, which is a second and sent off.
Yeah, he was crying, wasn't he?
Apparently,
was,
yeah.
He was crying on his way down the tunnel. Crying in the dressing room. Crying. Can you think of any sad songs that about crying?
Crying.
Not that. That's too obvious.
That's the one that pops into my head.
Yeah. There must be a song.
Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake.
No. That's not appropriate, is it? It's a different kind of crying. Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah. So, he was crying.
What kinds of crying are they?
I don't know. There's like this. I tell you, there's tears of pain. And crying when you're on the loo and you just can't. Do you know what I mean?
When you got a squeaky shit.
When you just can't. It's like sometimes it can be, especially if you're like you're at a train station, and you've gone in and you've tidied the toilet up because it's always full of some mess, right? And you sit down and you can't. And then your train's due and you really need to, but you can't. That's when you cry,
don't
James.
Don't bring the Jews into it. Now.
That's when you cry, James. That is when you cry.
How often have you cried like that?
45. So yeah. I thought that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that Dawson had gone. I thought, that's it, he's gone. He is gone, James.
Yeah.
And I thought, Fernando Fiore is going to step up now, smash a free kick or penalty into the top left-hand corner. We'll get all 3 points.
Did you see that shot of his that rattled off the bar?
I did.
That was just a couple of inches lower, that would have been a cracking goal.
Exactly. So eventually, what's happened is he's got the red sent off for the second time in 6 days with the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
And our fans, what's been the reaction on Owl's Talk?
Well, there's been a few. Because there's been lots of threads, because people can't keep it into one discussion, Neil. but this is one of the points I was going to come across was Furious George again.
Yeah.
Now he's back.
Yeah.
He said he's a diver, a fantastic player who gives everything. However, he was a diver before he came to Essex, and he's still one now.
I think he was a bit of a diver before he came to Hillsborough, and I don't know.
So George has said, reap what you sow.
Controversial. I think yes, but I also think in this instance, there's been a big miscarriage of justice, like there is in the American detective series.
Yes.
Quite often where there's miscarriages of justice.
But then also, we've also had people have posted petitions, online petitions.
I hate online petitions.
Let's talk about online petitions for a minute, because aren't they the most pointless thing in the whole universe?
While ever people are doing, I get it for really, really massive, important, world-changing events, right?
Yeah.
Because there has to be a time where things have been taken to the Houses of Parliament as a result of an online petition.
Well, there are. The Number 10 website has its own petitions thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, by the way, do not do that for Forestieri's.
Go on, do it.
Yellow card, people, if you're listening.
But yeah, that one has some substance because
we got history with politics.
Yeah.
And online petitions and stuff.
That's a story for another time.
It is. So that, like, these online petitions, what a waste of time. And I think while other people spend the time whinging and doing stuff like that, you can't affect a change. I think it's got to be bigger than that.
Do you know where the thinking comes from for these online petitions and things?
Stupid people.
Stupid people on Facebook is where it comes from.
Yeah. Maybe.
Who think that they're cool by sharing a link to something that they think would be popular.
Somebody did say, though, on Owl's Talk, that it's not hurting anything. So, okay, I get that. So, yeah, in this instance, I don't mind. Just, like, let them get on with it. It's fine. Sign your online petition if you want to, but don't share it with me.
Yeah, and what about, then? What about the letter to the FA?
Go on, tell us about that.
There's
a chap on Owl's Talk that's actually took the time to write a proper letter.
Big Thin Rob has took the time to write a proper letter to the FA, quite formally written as well.
Oh, yeah. Have you got the contents? Give us a snippet.
It's quite long.
Give us a sentence, one sentence.
Let's see.
Just pick one. Come on, faster.
The event was televised live on Sky Sports, and the incident that I speak of has been reviewed and discussed by various pundits and football people at length.
That's not going to change the mind. You can't say, oh, well, you know, it was on Sky, and Kerry Dixon, who used to play for Chelsea, he said it might be a dodgy decision. And they're not going to go like, yeah, you're right, let's just reverse that one then.
Yes, well, the consensus of opinion was 100% unanimous that the booking of Forestieri was not only wrong in its interpretation of the laws of the game, but also a slight on Forestieri's character, basically labelling him a cheat.
Ouch. So, yes, very formally written. I don't know. So has there been any comeback for that? Has the FA replied and said, you know what, you're right, Kerry Dixon of Chelsea, he was right as well. We'll change our mind and we'll give Forestieri an MBE.
I've not seen a reply in there. I keep going in and looking, but I've not seen a reply in there.
He'll either not get one, or he'll get a brush off. Thanks for your, what do you call it? Thanks for your contact.
Yeah, but then some people have been on there telling him to get a life because he's written this.
People are passionate about this kind
of
thing.
Exactly, it's football, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a football and opinions, and I think if people want to do online petitions, James, they should. You should leave them alone.
If you want to call anybody names on Owl's Talk, call them Neil.
What are you on about? And then,
Or call Neil names.
So, yeah, I think online petitions and letters to the FA, it's fine. It won't do anything, I don't think. And that's not me being negative. It's just me being, you know, having seen previous stuff happen like this. So, yeah. But it is. I've never seen so much anger and passion from Wednesday fans in a long, long time over a referee decision.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I think universally, not just Wednesday fans, all over, every football pundit, including Kerry Dixon,
yeah,
every newspaper article, every editorial has all said how the injustice has been.
I think Kerry Dixon were a great player, me. He was great. Even though he played for, like, at the time, Chelsea were our arch rivals,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they had like Mickey Thomas and Paul Canaville and stuff.
But I think players with girls' names.
Yeah, and I think that Kerry Dixon with the girl's name, I think that he was class. He's a right striker, and yeah. I'd love to have had him at Hillsborough.
Not to be confused with Kerry from Dixon's.
Or Kerry Katona.
From Dixon's. Or Dixon Lane.
What's Kerry Katona doing down Dixon Lane? I think we can all... we all know what she's doing down there now that the Sugar Babes have packed it. Was she in Sugar Babes?
It was Atomic Kitten, wasn't it?
I don't know. Well,
your favourite band, Neil, you should know that.
I don't know any Atomic Kitten songs. Do you?
No.
No. Oh, well.
That's the end of that.
She's gone to Iceland now, hasn't she? Okay, so, yeah, Forestieri, are we saying that's definitely not a red card? It's not a second yellow card. His first yellow card early in the game was justified.
Yeah, that was.
But he should have stayed on the pitch, and he should have... We should have had Nui Yuan on a lot earlier, because I think we would have won that game had he been on, you know, 10-15 minutes earlier.
I think we had every chance of winning that game. I think we've stood a lot of pressure at times.
Yeah.
Because they are a good team, aren't they?
Too much. We sat back too much. Way too much.
Yeah.
And Nui was like, he was missing. And I know he gets so much hate on House Talk and so much hate on Facebook and Twitter. But the lad, when he's not playing, we don't get as many points. It's as simple as that.
And now he's got his beard and his long hair, and he looks like...
What does he look like now?
Looks like Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
Harry Styles?
No.
Harry
the Bigfoot from Harry and the Hendersons.
Did he ever speak? Harry and the Hendersons, the bear.
Don't no,
he's not
a bear.
He's not Bungle.
The bear.
He's not Bungle. Oh, God.
Is it a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't remember if he ever spoke. I can remember because like, we're really big, weren't he?
Yeah.
I'm boiling.
it's hotter than the sun.
It's hotter than the sun. Oh, dear.
Owlstalk.co.uk, where football chat comes last.
So, has it been a busy week on Owlstalk? I think it has. We've been quite busy.
Yeah, it's been really busy, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Up until Friday when you broke the site.
Yes, there's 1,000 people. Looking at it now, there's 1,000 people online currently.
Wow.
And it looks like we've got some stuff going on. We've got Victoria doing a limited edition Chris Waddle print for auction, but by the time this goes to air, it will have closed off. It's only a one-day thing, so it's going to be interesting to see how much we raise.
Well, it ends at midnight, so if you are listening to this on Monday, then because we'll put this up straight away, straight after.
Yeah.
So Monday evening, then you've got a chance. It's like £125 now.
Well, that's all right. That's good. That's good. We're good at raising money on House Talk. It's good, that.
And Waddle will personally sign it.
Oh, I thought he'd signed already.
That's what I thought, but yeah, apparently he's going to personally sign it.
Mental.
In big letters that she's put in there.
Do you know what I'm really annoyed, right? Because in the matchday section, I've put a question saying, if you could have any food at the catering outlets, because it's always a moan, isn't it, about the food and getting the right change and stuff. If you could have any food at the catering outlets at Sheffield Wednesday, what would you have? Right? And I posted a picture of a pizza burger.
Oh, get in.
I know, which is essentially a pizza wrapped around a burger, which they're selling in America, American football games.
I could do that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But nobody's replied. Not one person. Not one reply. So I think the catering issues are over. I mean, you know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but...
When I was there, right, they used to occasionally do different things, and those different things never sold. So it's the same as I was saying a few weeks ago about the Owl's Megastore, that it's full of tat, because people keep buying the fucking tat.
Yeah, fair. Fair point.
And we tried to put like cool t-shirts in and other cool, like more branded, better designed stuff, and people didn't buy it.
Do you know one thing that it'd sell in the mega store though, James? Tight pants. Tight pants.
Go on, Neil, sing it.
Yeah,
Everybody's I'm got some Sheffield tight pants. He's got his tight pants. Sheffield Wednesday tight pants on. What do you think? Sheffield Wednesday tight pants.
Well, all you need to do is go back to the '80s and get the shorts.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
We also talked about that last week. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember Mark Smith in his tight pants.
Were you looking at Mark Smith's tight pants, Neil? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Were you just a squeaky poo again?
Anyway.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. This is Owls Talk News.
Over to you, James, for Owls Talk News.
What is the news?
I don't. I got that. I'll be honest, right? I got that jingle done, yeah. And I don't quite know how to sit it in the podcast. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it news? Is it the news, James?
Well, is it news about what's going on Owls Talk, which was what we're talking about anyway?
And we talk about all the podcast, pretty much.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, behind the scenes, we did. Hide a thread, or somebody, one of the moderators, hid a thread this week, giving away the contact details of the referee from the whole game.
Yeah, that's just stupid. That is absolute
ridiculous. Is that
utter stupidity? Why would anybody even want to do that?
There's being angry, and then there's getting the email address, Twitter handle, and home address, and everything, workplace address of the referee, and posting it, and encouraging people to send stuff.
Like what? Like poo through the post?
No, it's not Kevin Pressman.
All right. So, so yeah. You throw me with that every week. It's getting annoying now. It's very annoying. Yeah. So, yeah, that's just stupid. And we'll just delete it on Owls Talk, to be fair. So if you want to do that kind of thing, don't. And yeah. Don't do it on Owls Talk. Do it somewhere else. No, don't do it anywhere else.
Yeah, don't do
it. It's just a bit mental.
It's stupid. It is a crazy, crazy thing to do.
I think it's bordering on a bit... weird,
yeah,
that innit. It's like, yeah, fair enough, disagree with a referee, don't go to his house,
be angry about it, that's fine.
Don't go to his house with a big French stick.
What?
I'm thinking, like, I don't know, I'm just thinking, like, this guy turning up like at the referee's house with like a big French stick, like a bread
French fashioned stick. Into a spear.
I don't know if you could fashion it, it'd flake away.
It's too soft in the middle.
It would flake away. Yeah, it would be a very soggy spear.
That's a problem you've had before, isn't it?
Very soggy spear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, it rhymes. Move on quick, James, because I'm turning into a poet, and I don't even want
Shut
to.
Shut up. In the music section, Neil, another one that people need to log into to access.
Yeah, let's just talk about the site Owls Talk. Okay, so if you register on Owls Talk as a member, okay, so
not a penis,
not a penis member, but if you join the site, essentially, you can then have access to all new, different, and currently hidden sections. You can't see them until you're logged into the site as a member.
And there's a lot of really good ones.
Now, I was looking at this morning, because what happens is, again, when you register, you put in your email and choose a username, and then it comes through to me, and then I have a look to make sure you're not a nasty spammer, and then I approve it.
Yeah.
There's currently waiting in the validations 321 people, so I've got I've got a lot of work to do this afternoon, James. But then that'll be 321 new members, and that's in the last month or so since the podcast started.
Yeah.
So it's going well, it's going good. So thank you to everyone that's registered. I'm going to validate you over the next couple of days, and then you can post away.
So when you validate them, does it tell them that they're validated?
Yes.
So I've had this on sites before where you register and then it waits for validation, and then you never hear anything back.
No, on this one, you basically just choose your username, you log in. You choose your username, and then it comes to me, and then you get an email saying log in, and away you go.
Cool, right, that's good. In the music section, which is a really popular section, and it's not just you posting about your bands, there's the album club. Have you seen the album club?
I have, but I've not clicked into any of them. Oh, I have. I've clicked into them, but didn't quite understand it. I don't get it, so...
Right, well, what happens is everyone in the music
Hang
section...
Hang on, one second.
What are you doing?
You just tell everybody about the album club, right?
Are you this going is, to turn the heating off?
I'm
going to
turn
Please.
The heating off. I need to turn the heating off here at Owls Talk HQ because I'm starting to smell like hot dogs. Up to you.
Thanks for that. So yeah, in the music section, there's the album club. It's been going on for nearly a year, and there's all the members that are in there have joined together, and each week a member is picked to pick a new album to promote to for people to listen to.
You did well there, filling in. There's a problem though, James.
What? You didn't hear any of it?
No, I didn't hear it. So, like, you were explaining it to me, and I ran off to turn the heating off down the corridor.
I was explaining it to a listener. You don't count.
All right, go on. I'll pick up on it anyway. I'll get it, I'm sure. It's just people posting the favourite albums so that you can copy the album cover.
Yeah.
And draw it in
chalk.
No?
They post an album with links to listen to the music so that people can discover new music.
Okay, so they just tell you about a new album, or an album?
An album.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a new one.
Okay.
So yeah, there's nearly a year's worth in here, so like every week a different member chooses an album, and it gets promoted, and then they post links to iTunes and Spotify and YouTube and stuff. So you can go and discover that music. It's pretty cool. There's loads of good stuff that's been in there.
So, okay, that's good. So what's your favourite album ever?
Ever?
Yep.
Oh, favourite album? That's a good question. I've got so many.
I hate it when people do this.
What's yours?
Probably Violator by Depeche Mode.
That's a good one.
It's a classic one. It's a classic album. It's a really classic album. I also like Dark Side of the Moon. Pink Floyd, classic.
That is a classic.
I like all the Doors albums. I could go on forever, me. I'm a music buff.
Well, that's it. I could go on forever.
But you didn't. That's the difference, James.
Well, the reason is because I've got so many. I wasn't going to choose just one.
And I like Push by Bross.
That is an all-time classic.
That's a classic. It's got them all on there, James.
Why don't you sing a bit of one for us?
No. I can't. It'd be
sacrilege.
Nope. Okay, so yeah, very good, very good. So that's the album club in the music section, yeah?
Yes, it's well worth checking out.
Wicked, that's good.
Owlstalk.co.uk, the official home of Steve Basford's horse riding updates. At All Said.
James, you need to tell us what Steve Basford has been doing this week. He seems to be a bit quiet. Is that true?
He has been a bit quiet. He's been posting stuff like, "No one will not asking me questions every again. It has been banned. I told Sam after sending PM messages."
Yeah, so we're not allowed to ask him.
Yeah. He's still posting updates in there.
Right, one second then, because we need to... Oh, I'm so tired. I don't know what it is.
It's because it's so hot.
It is. You're right. I need some water. Right, anyway.
Steve Breakfast Update. Boil egg.
Has he had boil egg for breakfast?
He has. Just a couple of days ago, he had boil egg.
Nice one. On its own or with soldiers?
Just boil egg.
Do you like boil egg?
No.
I hate eggs.
I like eggs.
No. Not since the Nermals incident. No. Eggs have got no chance of making it onto my plate.
Let's not go into Nermals again.
No, but boil eggs are weird, man. Why would people even have them? They're just too fussy. Where you got to like pick at the shell and get it off and that. Forget that. And then chop the top off. And then you're always disappointed. You're like, you chop the top off, it's never perfect inside. Do you know what I mean? It's like, do you want it well done? Do you want it hard? Do you want it soft? It's like, it just literally don't matter. It just tastes like, right? It tastes like someone sneezed into a rubber ball and then that's it.
Do you know what I hate? The current trend of tapas.
What's that?
Tapas, where you have like lots of different sharing plates.
Oh, yeah, because it's sharing.
Yeah. I want my own food.
I never. It's not because I'm impolite or anything, but I just can't be doing with people picking up my food. It's like,
exactly.
Sod off. Get your own.
And then there's the etiquette of, like, there's one little bit left at the end. Who has it?
Me. I don't give a shit.
You try and be polite and you're like, well, they have it. And then they're obviously thinking the same. Like,
no,
he
James,
might have it.
No. It's just me. You just dive in and get it. You just sod that. Have you ever been to a restaurant with somebody, right?
Yes.
Of the female persuasion, right? And you're sitting, you order a meal, okay? And then you say, what do you want? And she'll be like, oh, I have some fish. So you're like, she orders the fish.
Yeah.
You have a steak. Your steak comes. She has her fish and it's like, oh, can I try a bit of yours?
Yes.
Like, no, you can't. You asked for fish.
Yeah, my food is my food.
Yes, fuck off. Leave my steak alone.
You feel very passionate about this.
It just annoys me. It just annoys me. So it's like, you know, stick to your boiled eggs. You asked for your boiled egg, right? You asked for it. Now, if you want a boiled egg, you have a boiled egg. I'll leave you to it. I'll let you have your boiled egg, but don't come and sniff around my steak. Yeah. Stick to your boiled egg.
I know which one I would prefer out of the sneezy rubber ball and the steak.
Well, yeah, exactly. Apart from when they do the steak with all that fat round the edge. It's like, why can't they cut that off?
Yeah.
Why can't they cut it off? Why do they leave it on so you have to cut it off yourself?
Some people really like that fat stuff.
Sometimes you can't eat it, though. It's like you chew it, and then you chew it forever, and then you start feeling sick. Yeah. And sometimes you cough up a little bit up your throat, up until the fat where you're chewing it, and then it blends in, and then it all goes wrong. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got to admit it has. Yeah.
I think this is like, you know when women don't talk about smears?
Yeah.
Right? This is the man's version. Do you know what I mean? Where you've got like...
The steak smear.
The steak... What do you call it? Like that fat stuff. It's never cooked, is it? I think it's uncookable. I think it just like... it just hangs onto the edge of your steak. It's like, God. Seriously. It winds me up. I went to Burger King for the first time in weeks at lunchtime because I thought, you know what? We're in a rush because we've got to do this podcast. So like, we'll just nip to Burger King. We'll get a burger. That's my phone ringing. We'll nip to Burger King, right? We'll get a burger because it's only going to be like a fiver, and then we'll just nip in there and clear off. £30 I spent.
What?
£30
did you have?
Well, there were two of us, right? £30. I had this new thing, this like Chicken Royale Double Bacon Burger.
Ugh.
It tasted like rubber.
All the chicken in Burger King is horrible. It's a horrible processed crap that's not even seen a chicken ever.
I don't like it. And there were hardly any chips, and then we had some... The best thing, it's got this new drinks machine in there, right? And it's like this massive big red thing. And you can choose what drink you want. So you can have like Coke with added vanilla or Coke with orange.
Oh, cool.
And you click it and press it, and it just mixes it and drops it into your glass.
Is that like what they have at Five Guys?
Apparently yes, but I don't ever go to the drinks machine at Five Guys because I have a beer.
Well,
that's... Five Guys. If you've not tried Five Guys, people, get to Five Guys and have a burger. Bill Cosby territory again.
Not again.
This is the Al Stork podcast.
Steve's update.
Yeah.
One of my favourites this week has been he did his next horse riding with Nikki today and on Friday, and then he did tomorrow Chesterfield Training Ground nail and fingers nail cut 2:45 p.m.
He's having his nails cut at Chesterfield Training Ground.
That's what it reads like.
What's going on in Chesterfield? Didn't they have Elton John on their pitch as well?
Yes.
What is going on? It's just bizarre over there, isn't it, with Mr. Allen and his friends?
But nail and fingers nail cut. What? I can't even begin to understand this. Nail and fingers nail cut. And then he's given us a time, 2:45 p.m.
I wish we could go along and film it on a GoPro.
Yeah.
So we could get a really good angle of it, if he's having his fingers cut. I think that's harsh. Maybe he's not been working hard enough and the Chesterfield groundsman's decided to punish him. Punish Steve.
Maybe so.
What's he had for his tea?
Let's have a look. Steve's tea, quiche.
He has quiche a lot.
Yes.
He always has quiche.
But again, with nothing.
What, just on its own?
Yeah.
That's wrong. What kind of quiches is there?
There's...
They're all eggy. They've all... I don't eat it.
That is the main ingredient of quiche, Neil.
I do not eat
pastry
quiche.
Pastry and eggs.
You can shove your eggs and you can shove your quiche. I bet it's got that like green stuff like spinach on the top and all. It's like, sod that. Give me a burger.
Yeah.
Or a pie.
Give me some red meat.
Or a pizza burger, as suggested on owlstalk.co.uk.
And ignored.
Yes, very much so. Unbelievable.
Owls Talk. If you don't fucking bounce, then you're a blade.
So, that's been episode number 6, James.
Yes.
How have you found it? How have you experienced it today? Has it been something you've...
It's been cathartic because I've got rid of my frustrations over the old flat earth thread. And projected them onto you with eggs.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh. Just put it on speakerphone, Neil.
Unbelievable.
Answer it on speakerphone.
I'm not answering it on speakerphone, I'm not. I'm just cut it off.
That's so ignorant.
That's how I roll. This is a bit... Listen, our listeners come first. Alison's come first, always come first. So, yeah, I've enjoyed it. Oh, just before we go, we've got a guest popping in. Should we just say hello to him?
Yeah, go.
Hello, it's Oda here. All right, cheers, cunt. Bye.
That was Oda.
He's always got a lot to say, hasn't he?
That was Oda, yes, that was Oda. So, yeah, all good, all good.
You're now dying to see to see who's left you a message, aren't you?
No, I know who it was, but I'm not talking. So I'm on Facebook.
We'll get told off by Ash again, won't we, for answering the phone?
Yes, we will. Hello to Ash. Have we got any members you want to give a shout out to?
No.
Okay.
Not unless they post something good and give us a subscription rating and review on iTunes.
Tell the people how they can help us out with that.
Right, all you need to do
is... Is it difficult?
No, it takes like literally less than a minute. You just go onto iTunes or your podcast app on your phone or your iPad, and then you type in Owl's Talk, go to the store page for Owl's Talk, and then there's a tab for ratings and reviews. You just go on that, click 5 stars, say, this podcast is brilliant, or whatever. Read some of the other reviews, because there's some amusing things been posted.
I bet there is. In fact, we posted a link in the Matchday section on Owl's Talk anyway, haven't we?
Yeah.
So people can, you know...
Yeah. If you're already subscribed, then in your app, it doesn't have the ratings and reviews tab. You have to go to the store and do it from the store page.
Yeah, okay, cool. So next week, you know what I would really like to do is I would like to interview Alan Biggs.
Yes.
Do you think we can set that up?
Try it.
Shall we see if he'll meet up with us and have a chat? Because I think he's been one of the journalists that has really embraced social media over the last couple of years.
Definitely, he's well up to it. He's also got his Sheffield Live show, and he's got his YouTube channel and stuff.
He's obviously a journalist that's been around throughout the ages, hasn't he? And like, seen everything and spoke about everything. But I think with us moving into podcast territory, it'd be really good to get him on and just talk about how he's embraced social media. Because I remember having a chat with him a few years ago when it was fair to say that he didn't fear it, but he didn't quite get the power of it.
Yeah, but there were a lot of people critical of him on Owl's Talk at the time as well, weren't they?
Well, that was because of the Dave Allen era, yeah, I think, with the black balloon.
It was more the scenario. But then as well, people on Owl's Talk have been like slating Dom Housen and stuff recently.
I think
it's another one of those where they have to find something just to vent about.
I think journalists and radio presenters of sports programmes and just any pundit, essentially, are they're moaned about a little bit more than they should be.
Yeah.
You know, like the Radio Sheffield team, for example, I think they do a great job. I think over the years they've done a fantastic job for us. And I think if that was taken away and like BBC local radio shut down as well, what the hell would happen?
We're really lucky because Radio Sheffield is probably the best football sports coverage of any local radio station.
Yeah, I agree.
If you go anywhere else in the country, there's nothing like it.
I liked it when Seth Bennett was on, and I think he's off doing like massive things now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's working for World Service and doing lots of different sports. Did the Olympics and stuff like that, didn't he?
Yeah, I like Seth. I know he's one of them, and like he supports the other side and stuff. And he's had some controversial moments as well.
Yeah,
but I think overall he's a sound kid. You know,
I was once one of those knobheads that got frustrated with him like years ago, and then I did a complaint to the BBC.
Yeah.
About Seth, I think it was.
James.
Yeah, I did.
I'm surprised you didn't do an e-petition.
Yeah. But it was just a stupid thing. And then Seth, to his credit, just like phoned me up, took me to one side, and like we had a chat about it. And it's like, resolved it there and then.
He's all right. He sounds in real life, he's all right. Tell you who would be good.
Go on.
Tell you who would be good. Keith Skews would be amazing. We need to find out if he's still around. Do you know what I mean? He might not be still around. I need to find out, because I think because we've used his name and his jingle for so much, I think it'd be good to get him on as well. Should we get some guests on?
Yeah.
Wicked.
Do it.
That's good. Okay. So that's Owl's Talk podcast number 6. Go on to iTunes, click 5-star rating, give us a review, and we will see you next time.
Yep, bye.
Bye.
shit.
You broke that, didn't you?
I can't believe it. Should we do it again?
No. Bye, everyone. Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.